Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Masechet Pesachim, and we are middle of Perek Ches up to Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah talks about the count that people participate in, the group that people participate in, that we've been discussing. And the Mishnah discusses, what if we had a group, let's say of 10 people, and they all agreed to be part of this Chabura? And then one of the 10 people decided that as part of his 1/10 of the Karban Pesach, as part of his participation in this group, he wanted to share his portion with other people. So he brought other people, so to speak, into the group as part of his portion without discussing it with the other members of the group. If somebody decides to include in his chelik of the group, other people. As part of his chelik, he's not taking away from anybody else's chelik. Clearly there's enough of in his chelik that there should be a kezayis for a chila for everybody. So the Mishnah tells us, Rashoin, because he didn't ask permission from the other members of the group, and they may not necessarily have agreed or wanted that these other people should participate. So Rashoin b'nei chabura, the b'nei chabura, the other members of the group, are permitted, lita lo eshalo, to give him his portion and say, you know what, we included you as part of our group. We didn't include these other people. If you want, you can take your portion and go off and have your own separate group. And they're allowed to do that because this Tana holds, as we mentioned in previous Mishnayos, that there's a by the Karban Pesach, you can actually have one Karban Pesach be covering two groups. So this Tana holds that it's okay to do that. V'ochel mishalo. And he will eat from his portion with his people that he wants to include in his group. Clearly, he included these people in the group before the Shechita, otherwise it would be too late, as we mentioned in the last Mishnah. However, he just didn't tell the other people of the group, and that's what we're dealing with in this Mishnah. So they're allowed to tell him, you know what, take your portion and have your own separate group, and hu ochel mishalo, he eats together with his people that he wants to include, v'hein ochel mishalahen, and they can eat with the other 9 people that are left in the group. That effectively is Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hay deals with the following idea. Basically, by Tomei Meis, we discussed previous Mishnayos that if somebody is ineligible, only an individual, not a tzibur, but if an individual is ineligible of partaking of the Karban Pesach because he was Tomei, so that's what Pesach Sheni is for. And the Pasuk of Bamidbar Perites says that Vahi Anashim Asher Hoyu Tmeim LeNefesh Adam, and those people that were Tomei LeNefesh Adam, Lo Yachlu Lasas HaPesach B'Yamahu, and they couldn't do the Pesach in that day. So they do it Pesach Sheni. Now, first of all, it was only said by somebody who's Tomei Meis. It says Bayom Hahu, which means that what if this person is Tomei during the day, but in the evening he will be Tahar. So such a person, he would be able to eat of the Karban Pesach. Bartanur says Hola Erev. What about if he's only Tomei Bayom Hahu? They couldn't do it Bayom Hahu, but in the evening he would be able to eat Karban Pesach. Nevertheless, the Bartanur says by the Karban Pesach, we see even though he might still be able to become Tahar in the Erev, but because he was Tamei by Yom Ahu, so you push it off to Pesach Sheni. So we see specifically Gzeres HaKasuv that by Karban Pesach, it goes by Yom Ahu, that if he was Tamei during the day, even though evening time, which is a time where you sit down to partake and eat the Karban Pesach, it could be at that time he will be Tahar. Nevertheless, such a person gets pushed off for Pesach Sheni. So the main point of this Mishnah is that was only said by a Tomei Meis. There are going to be other Tumas that we're going to discuss in our Mishnah. And these other Tumas don't have that deferral to Pesach Sheni, meaning if somebody was Tomei, where he was basically Tomei Yom Yudal, the day of Yudal, where the Karban Pesach is slaughtered, however, but the evening of Leil Tesvav, Pesach by night, he will be tar, because once the evening comes, Erev Shemesh will be tar. So if all these other tumas, he is eligible to partake of the Karm Pesach, and it would not be deferred to Pesach Sheni. That deferral to Pesach Sheni, even in a case where a person will be tar the night of Pesach, that is only by a tumah meis, but not by other tumas. And that is the underlying yesod, foundation of this entire Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses different types of tumah. Mishnah says, Zov Shero Shtei Rios. A Zov, which is a tumor relating to a man who saw his seminal flux, and he saw two. The more frequently, obviously, is a more serious level of tumor. So if he saw two of them, then basically he has to wait 7 days before he can become tahar. If he saw three, it's even more severe, and he would also have to bring a carbon on the eighth day. So that's important to understand our Mishnah. So Zav Sharash Te Riyos, Zav who saw two Riyos, so he's Tomei and he has to wait 7 days. But after the 7 days in the evening, he will be Tahar. So if the seventh day was Erev Pesach, Yom Yudalid, but Leil Tesvav, in the evening of Pesach, we have to be Tahar. Shochtin Alav Bashvi. You can Shecht Erev Pesach for him, the Karban Pesach. He doesn't get deferred to Pesach Sheni. And even though he was tame during the day, but because he becomes tar in the evening, he can eat of the Karm Pesach. Rosh Shalosh, what if he saw three consecutive emissions, fluxes? That's more severe, and we mentioned he has to bring a carbon in order to have a kapara on the eighth day, so you have to wait another day. So Shochtin Alav Bashmini Shalom. So then, on the eighth day, you can shecht for him, you can slaughter for him the Karm Pesach, because in the evening he will be tahar. Now in all these cases, the Gemara explains that he had to have done everything that he needed to do to get the kapara, other than just waiting for the time to pass, which means he has to wait till the evening. So that in the case of a carbon, he had to have given over the carbon for a kapara for his tumah to Bezdin. So he did everything he could at this point, and the only thing he waits is time to lapse, so that by evening he is tahar. And in the case of if a person has to do anything in order to become tahar, he has to do all those things other than, of course, the passing of time. And if he does those things, then he can partake of the Karban Pesach, assuming he will be tahar in the evening, even though he's tamei during the day. So shochtin alav b'shmini shalom. In the case of Rosh Shalosh, he can be shochet b'shmini shalom on his eighth day. Now, by a woman, shomeres yom keneged yom, a woman who, between the periods of nida, she saw dam, so she has to keep another day of cleanliness, and she is able to, if she didn't see dam for that extra day, she's able to be tovel. And even though she has to wait till the evening, nevertheless, and during the day she is for that Shomeres Yom, that she watches, she keeps that extra day, we say that same thing, pretty much, that she is eligible for the Karban Pesach, even though during the day of Erev Pesach she was still considered Tameh because of Shomeres Yom. Shochtin Alav Hasheni Shalah. You can count her in for the Karban Pesach on Sheni Shalah, so that she can partake of it in the evening after she is Tar. Rasa Shnei Yomim. What if she saw 2 days of dam? So then she has to wait 2 days. Can I get those 2 days? Shochtin Alav Bashlishi. Then they would basically wait, and they could shecht for her in the Shlishi. So therefore, if it came out Erev Pesach, same situation, and she's still waiting for the evening, as long as in the evening she's tahar and she did everything she needs to do, so then she can participate in the Karban Pesach. Vazova, and a woman who is a Zova, Shochtin, in her case she would have to wait a full week. Shochtin ala bashmini. Then with her, and she also has to bring a carbon, just like similar to Azov, so you would therefore be able to shecht for her on the eighth day, as long as by the evening she will be tar and she has done everything that she needs to do in terms of being tovel, in terms of bringing the carbon and bringing it to Bezdin, and doing her share. So the underlying concept of our Mishnah, as we said in the beginning, is that as long as the person is considered tahar in the evening, the fact that they're tamei during the day of Erev Pesach, when the Shechitas HaKarban is happening, does not make him or her ineligible. And the only time we say that a person whose tamei gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, that refers to a Tumah Meis, not a Tumah of Azov or a Zava, or the other Tumas that are discussed in our Mishnah. With this, we end Mishnah Hey, and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Vav.